Ocean FM.
Hello and welcome to Arts Northwest. We're Gaith Fáilte's Teach, Gaiti Unna in Atlanta. Welcome to the Glen's Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton, where we broadcast here on Ocean FM every Thursday with a repeat on a Sunday with myself, Brendan Murray, and on sound, Mark Gavin. We'll be chatting later on with Mark Geegan, who's organising one of the many events that are coming up under the Leitrim Live series. And we'll also be hearing a tune from the double bassist Martin Brunsdon of Hot House Flowers fame, who lives in the area and who will be participating in the one at the Manor Hamilton Castle. As we are all aware, the government has been very proactive in supporting the arts and events industry, and they've had a number of schemes. One of them is whereby each county gets a budget to put on live shows using local artists of many and all hues and disciplines. And recently at Manor Hamilton Castle, a cafe called Fulacht Fia started under the stewardship of Aoife Hammond. And Aoife, I'm delighted to welcome onto the show. Hi, Aoife.
Hello, Brendan.
And remind me, I know your partner is Vera, and what's her second name?
Vera Schliebitz.
Schliebitz. Yes. Great. And first of all, before we talk about this wonderful lineup you have for what you are calling the Manor Hamilton Castle Heritage and Folk Festival, which is on in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll come to that shortly. Yes. Tell us about Fulacht Fia and how it's been going. It's a vegetarian restaurant.
Basically, it's a vegetarian cafe. And we've opened a year ago, actually, in 2 weeks. We opened around the 17th, so we're coming up to our year anniversary. Yeah.
During a lockdown, well done.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been hugely successful because it really is. You steer a lovely ship there. I can vouch that the food, and I'm not a vegetarian per se, as in I love me vegetables, but I love me meat as well. But it really is lovely stuff.
Yeah. We want to do food that appeals to everybody.
Sure.
So that's it. So you can get your toasties and you can get your tea and your cakes. It really appeals to everybody.
But of course, not only are you interested in food and its development and its pleasures, you're big music buffs, and you have been organising gigs there since you started, really.
We have, yeah. It was always a plan that we would do, that we would have the cafe, but we wanted it to be a venue as well. And obviously kicking off in the middle of COVID meant that we weren't able to fully realise that last year. We still have been able to do a lot. And now that things have opened back up again, it's given us an opportunity to actually kind of realise some of the things that we wanted to do. And
brilliant. And of course,
we here
at the Glens have had great pleasure in collaborating with you. If I think back to Culture Night last year, which was a huge success, whereby you transformed the whole area into an outdoor performance and eating space, and it was really, really well done. And so this development through the auspices of Leitrim County Council under the Leitrim Live scheme, tell us about it. And it's taken place on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of May at Manor Hamilton Castle.
Yes. So we've lots going on, basically.
You certainly
have. We've got workshops, talks, and then we've got concerts and musical performances. So
and you're putting up a marquee.
We are. So we have a marquee in the castle grounds. So we'll be doing some of the workshops there, and then we'll have an evening concert on the Saturday evening. So we'll have Martin Brunsdon and Brandon Kavanagh playing, and we'll have the Leitrim Mummers, Edwina Guckian and Fionnuala Maxwell.
Edwina just recently won the TG Carr Gratham Ceoil.
Yes, absolutely. So she's involved in lots of stuff for the weekend, actually. One of the things that she curates, Jenny Put the Kettle On, will be happening on the Friday evening. And Vincent, that'll be Vincent Woods, and he'll be interviewing prominent.
So Vincent Woods, the well-known
Donegal, yeah,
nationally renowned broadcaster and poet, just from out the road, as they say in the eardrum, Kieran.
Just from out the road. So that'll be on the 20th, on the Friday evening. That's kicking off the festival, and it'll be on the 22nd as well.
Brilliant.
There'll be a Jenny Putzkettle on conversation. So that'll be brilliant. Looking forward to having chats and listening to brilliant musicians playing.
Because and that'll be apart from the marquee, there's a lovely ambiance to the whole, to the cafe and that front area that you have there.
Exactly. And we'll be doing half of the things we'll have. So the two main concerts we'll be having in the marquee. And then we've also got a venue room upstairs for the more intimate events that we're having at the weekend.
Lovely. So then on the Saturday?
On the Saturday, we've got, so Edwina again will be doing a mumming workshop. So she'll be talking about the history of mumming in Leitrim. And also she'll be doing, so people will be learning how to do, making basically straw hats and going with the Leitrim mumming tradition. And
wow.
Then in the evening, we'll have a talk. The Manor Hamilton Heritage Group will be doing a talk on the castle and the history of Manor Hamilton and the town. Margaret Connolly will be doing that.
A well-known local historian, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And then for the nighttime events, we'll have a concert. So there'll be a musical concert for the nighttime event.
And the concert, you mentioned Martin Brunsdale, of course, of Hothouse Flowers fame, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll be doing a collaboration just for the festival, actually, with Branwyn Kavanagh. She's a Clare-based folk musician. She's amazing. So the two of them together are working on something specifically for the festival. And then we've got Tara Both Mooney and Dermot McDermida. They're doing a collaboration. They've been doing recordings at the castle for the last year.
Yes, they're currently working on a creative exchange collaborative residency with ourselves here at the Glens and the Leitrim Sculpture Centre.
Exactly. So this will be some of that work will actually come out as part of the festival. And then we'll have a performance with the Leitrim Mummers. They're going to do a performance of music and play. And then something really interesting is there's the group Massey Sligo, which is a group that works with and supports refugees and migrants in Leitrim and Sligo. Donal O'Kelly is going to be facilitating.
Donal O'Kelly, the well-known writer and actor, yeah.
Exactly. A sort of a musical performance on exchange. So it'll be Irish musicians and musicians from around the world doing a performance together.
That's on the Saturday as well, is it?
That's on the Saturday. So that's the Saturday evening concert day.
Lovely. Wow, fantastic. And then on Sunday, you have Fionnuala Maxwell coming.
Exactly. So we've got a really interesting, on Sunday, we're kicking off early in the morning with a musical tour of the town. So Prin Dignan will be doing that.
So that's Prin Dignan, again, another well-known folklorist, historian and director of Splother Theatre Company.
Yeah. So he's going to be doing a tour in the morning. And then we'll have a talk in the afternoon.
So that's a tour around the town. And I think is Dee Armstrong working with him?
Dee is actually going to be playing at the concert in the afternoon.
Ah, right. Okay. Sorry, I got confused
there. He will. He's going to have some more musicians working with him in the morning. And then Dee is going to play in the afternoon concert.
Great. So yeah. And we'll come to where you can get tickets shortly.
Yes.
Then in the afternoon, tell us about that. Yeah.
We're going to have a pop-up Gaeltacht and a concert. So Splother, you know yourself, the Glens players, they're going to be hosting an Irish language concert. So there's going to be music, poetry and performances.
Lovely.
There. That'll be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Lovely. So and that's a kind of a family-friendly event. Brilliant.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. And they did a really great gig for Culture Night.
Indeed, I was there. It was super, yeah.
It was brilliant. So we're looking to kind of recreate that. And then in the evening, we've got, to finish off, we'll have a singing session. We'll be doing a kind of an exploration of Leitrim song.
This is where Fionnuala Maxwell is coming in, yeah, as the guest
exactly,
singer.
Exactly, yeah. And we'll have Rosie Stewart, another Grattan Kell winner. She's going to be hosting the session.
Rosie Stewart, yes, a brilliant traditional collector and songstress from the Fermanagh area, I think she's from. Yeah,
she is. Yeah, yeah. So she's going to be coming down for that. And yeah, it's really, the lineup is great. We're really looking forward to it.
It certainly is. I got to hand it to you. It's fantastic and every success. So tell us how we can get tickets.
So you can get tickets at the Eventbrite. So it's Manor Hamilton Castle Heritage and Folk Fest. Folk Festival on Eventbrite. And you can buy a day ticket for $12.50. So if you want to go to any of the singular days, or you can buy a weekend ticket, that's €20. You can also get tickets in the cafe with us as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. Aoife Hammond, continued success. You really have been such an amazing addition to the general area of the North West, but North Leitrim in particular, with your progressive cafe, Fulacht Fia, at Manor Hamilton Castle. So again, all details for the Manor Hamilton Castle Heritage and Folk Festival, which takes place the 20th, 21st and 22nd. That's the weekend after next. Through eventbrite.ie, Manor Hamilton Castle Heritage and Folk Festival, or you'll get tickets at Fulacht Fia Cafe at Manor Hamilton Castle. Many thanks, Aoife, and all the very best for that weekend. I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, Brendan. Thanks a million. Can I just add one thing?
You can, of course, yeah.
Just in the morning, so on the Saturday morning, the tour that we're doing with Prin and the talk that we're doing after with Joseph McGurry is a part of the Connecting Communities True Irish, the Across the Lines programme.
So oh, great. Which
Ruth
Ruth Moore runs here out of the Glens. Yeah, brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's such a brilliant programme. So we're really delighted to actually have them in and be involved. And that's an IFI supported programme. So
fantastic.
It's great to have it as part of the festival.
Yeah, for sure. Fantastic. All right. Míle buíochas, Aoife. Tuair Éire.
Okay. Thanks so much. Thanks, Brendan. Bye-bye.
So let's hear a track from Martin Brunsdon, who will be playing on the night at the Manor Hamilton Heritage and Folk Festival. A beautiful track, very esoteric, called The Space. Thank you. And the second Leitrim Live event that we are covering on tonight's show is called Leitrim Calling. And I like its tagline, Music from the Ridge County, because, of course, Leitrim is Leitrim, a back ridge, or maybe it's even the Grey Ridge. It's taken place in Kinloch Church of Ireland, and its producer and organiser, Mark Geegan, is on the line with us. You're very welcome, Mark.
Hi, Brendan. How's it going?
Good. Mark, before we have a look at this, which I have to say is a really impressive lineup that you have coming up on Friday the 27th, tell us about yourself and your own background and your in music.
Okay. I'm the coordinator for a music performance course in the Northwest Regional College in Derry. That's my main gig. And nice. I'm also, producer for Ronan Gallagher for his last two albums, and I run Modal Citizen Records record label,
which looks interesting. Yeah, tell us about that.
Music from the Borderlands. Yeah, it's generally speaking musicians from this the Northwest kind of region, I think the byline or whatever is. We're trad, jazz, and music about Armageddon, lost love and drink, meat, on a Balkan odyssey, so it's a reflection of the artist and a kind of our eclectic taste, so we have Metal, which is a kind of a special project band, and what we do is take traditional music from the area, record an album, publish a book, with the tunes in it and stuff. So that's Metal. So we're trad orientated. Yeah.
Do you know what? Since I'm only here in North Leitrim 4 years now, two of which we're locked down, and I'm still stunned every second week that I discover some other artist working in some way in the industry, and it's amazing. I'm also stunned that I don't come across them, till 4 years in.
This place, there's a great scene up here in the Northwest, ranging from Sligo up, and I can speak about Derry a bit. It's hopping. There's some fabulous music.
It is incredible. Absolutely,
And
And you play yourself?
I do indeed. Yeah, I play guitar and dobro with Metal, and I play electric guitar and sometimes double bass with Ronan Gallagher, and probably end up comping a bit with Richard Nelson at some stage, trying to keep the jazz chops up and stuff. And then we've Richard Nelson and Mike Nielsen on the label as well, two very prominent Irish jazz artists.
We've had Mike here a couple of times, yeah, super
Mike,
guy.
And Mike is an extraordinary musician. We just ran a jazz crash course up in Derry for the Derry Jazz Festival with Derry City Council. And Mike was our main tutor, went down a storm. It was absolutely brilliant. A wee concert and stuff. So, plenty of things happen.
Good. I've no doubt. So then to Leitrim Calling.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to this now. So I suppose my Leitrim connections go right back. My mum is from Kinloch, and I grew up there. And we eventually moved to Bundoran. And but I still have a deep affinity and have lots of cousins in the area. And I've been working with the Kinloch Church of Ireland group for over 10 years, putting on Christmas concerts and stuff. But, when this scheme came out, we thought, why don't we try and put on, something quite big and quite spectacular, So we put together a programme that features the Richard Nelson Quintet, Ronan Gallagher and his band, Metal, with special guest Steve Cooney.
Now there's a coup to get someone like Steve Cooney.
I know. Yeah, I still can't believe it. I'm going to be playing guitar with Steve Cooney. I shouldn't be. I wouldn't be fit.
Hold on, Steve Cooney's going to be playing guitar with you, Mark. Great, yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah,
his latest album is just extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's just gorgeous. And Steve's a gent. Steve came up and did some workshops both in when I was a student studying trad up in Falkara, and he also came up and did some workshops.
That's interesting. Tell me about that. You were studying trad up in Falkara.
There was a HND in traditional Irish music back in the early noughties, and myself and Senan Brennan from Keela, we joined the course the same year, graduated 2 years later with a HND in trad. You know, the course itself was, it was okay, but it was the immersion in the tradition that really kind of sowed the seeds of
and
where we're at.
You know, hearing you here now, I mean, obviously your tastes and your interests are so eclectic right across jazz, rock, trad. Was trad your first kind of...
No, it's a funny one. I started off kind of with grunge, you know, and I knew then
has
that
to be done.
That those guys were into the blues players like Stevie Ray Vaughan, yeah. And then Stevie led me to BB King and all that, yeah, kind of stuff. And that was, but when I came back from Australia with a clear plan that, you know, I just wanted to work in music, I got a job at Ballyshannon Folk Festival and just running the stage. And Cooney and Begley came out, and I'd been to see Led Zeppelin 6 months before,
right,
and I thought that was the biggest thing I'd ever seen. And these two boys just blew,
wow,
me away. It was, and that was it, you know. And the hooks have been in ever since, you know, just the energy. And I just felt that, you know, I felt an affinity with the music, you know, I still do. Like, it's just, I love trad.
Sure.
It's
amazing. Good on you. And who else is with you in Mehel?
We have Senan Brennan from Keela is with that night, and we have Shane Rooney from Keela, brilliant accordion player, and we have Fiona Fitzpatrick. She often collaborates with Seamus O'Rourke. She's on vocals, and Baron and Steve and Rosie Stewart is joining us for a song as well.
The wonderful songstress and vocalist,
yes,
Rosie Stewart. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mohammed Sifkin. Sifkin.
Yeah, Mohammed Sifkin, yes, from Raqqa in Syria. I haven't met Mohammed yet, but I've spoken to him.
He's actually played a gig here in Manor last year, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he? Oh, brilliant. I mean, what I've seen is just amazing, you know. And I knew that Cahill Roach, who's playing with Richard Nelson Quintet, he'd done...
Cahill, the well-known jazz musician.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So through Cahill, he put me in touch with Willie Stewart, and Willie, I think, is recording an album with Mohammed. So we got, and I just think, you know, it's a great reflection of where Leitrim is at now, you know what I mean, with the multiculturalism and,
absolutely,
all the kind of wonderful music crossovers that potentially brings.
Well, it's as I said to you, it's an ongoing education for me. And tell us about the Ronan Gallagher Band.
Ronan, yes, the Leitrim's hardcore troubadour.
Right, okay.
Yeah. There's many, many descriptions. So I've been working with Ronan for a couple of years, and it's an absolute pleasure. We had a brilliant gig there at Loch Rinn on Wednesday night,
okay,
with John Feely and Eleanor Shanley.
Oh, right. We had them here about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
He is some musician.
Absolutely incredible. And, Eleanor's is just a wonderful voice and great fun.
He told me a great story, actually. He said, he used to teach Louis Stewart's daughter.
Right.
And he said, Louis Stewart, he also taught The Edge. And he said, Louis Stewart said this about The Edge. He says, The Edge and I have an agreement. He doesn't play guitar and I don't wear hats. I just thought it was the drollest thing I've ever heard.
Brilliant,
So, so with Ronan, we have, now that night we had the brass section. We don't have the brass section for the church, but
sure,
we have Ben Graham and Sandy Aiken. They're the rhythm section with a brilliant blues band based in the Northwest called Delta Fuse. And we have Jason Kelly from... from the Kings of Cool and Georgia fame.
I know of them,
on lead guitar, yeah. And we have Richard Nelson sitting in on pedal steel, or as his friend Philip Begley calls it, the haunted knitting machine.
Love it.
So, yeah.
Brilliant.
I just crack up every time.
Well, Mark, well done. Congratulations on putting together such a lineup, and continued success with all your various ventures. And tickets, and I believe there's very few left, so get out there. You'll get them through Eventbrite, and it's Leitrim Calling, Music from the Ridge County at Kinloch Church of Ireland on Friday, the 27th of May at 8 p.m. Mark Geegan, many, many thanks.
Go ahead.
Shinnewilde than Shachtan Shogun Yushla. That's it for this week. But before I go, I'd just like to mention this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th of May, the Kieran Quinn Teenage Theme Night takes place in the Hawkswell. Tickets still available through thehawkswell.com. And next Thursday, the 19th of May, they have Blackbird by David Harrower. Pretty phenomenal play, well worth seeing. And again, tickets available through hawkswell.com. I'd like to mention a great gig coming up on the 20th of May, that's Friday week, at the Dock in Carrick and Shannon with the great Sligo musician Manus Maguire, with Gary O'Brien and Marika Nato. So that's thedock.ie. You'll get tickets there. That's on the 20th of May, Friday week. Manus Maguire, Marika Nato, and the great Gary O'Brien, who's based in County Clare. And meanwhile, just to flag, coming up at the Glens here, we have a new play on the famous Dunlop road racing family called Safety Catch, written by the TV writer Nick Snow, directed by Joe O'Byrne of Commotion Theatre Company, and it's produced by Johnny Gogan of Bandit Films. That'll be on the end of this month, 27th and 28th of May. It's called Safety Catch, and you'll get tickets through deadlenscentre.com. Gaid Slán, Go Dian, Cead Seacht an Eile. Thanks to Pubble Arts Council and Leitrim County Council for their continued support, and thanks to Mark Gavin on sound. This is available on all major podcast platforms or through Ocean FM. Slán live.